A little bit of good news here from CNN. Yesterday, I mentioned that one of the problems with this individual who contracted the virus, also known as the first case of community spread of the virus in California, one of the problems was that this person was in a community hospital on Wednesday, was later transferred to a larger hospital, but she didn't get tested immediately for the virus because she didn't meet the existing CDC criteria for testing. And that's why the coronavirus test wasn't administered until Sunday. Okay, since then, the CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, said this, and I'm quoting him from CNN, "As soon as the test case was recognized, we met and revised our case definition for persons under investigation. That has been posted to the CDC website along with a new health advisory that the recommendation should be when a clinician or individual suspects coronavirus, then we should get a test for coronavirus." So that's great. That's how it should work. That's what you would expect here. The information flowed very quickly. A point of concern here is that the White House moved on Thursday to tighten control of the virus messaging. And although officials say that Pence's goal is not to control what their experts say, but to make sure it's coordinated. And so just to make sure that the information is coordinated, I can understand that, I get that. But the point I'd like to raise about this, when I hear a story like that, this goes back to the fact that, like it or not, this administration has a crisis in confidence with many Americans. And it's something that they're going to have to deal with. It's largely a problem of their own design here. The only thing we should be hearing right now, folks, from Trump are factual updates on this virus, period. That's all we should be hearing, factual updates on this virus. All the political banner, all that BS should be on hold. You know what? In fact, Donald Trump should actually cancel his rally tonight in South Carolina that he plans on holding at 7 p.m. because the stock market, folks, is telling us loud and clear, among other things, you know, that are controlling the stock market right now. One of the things that the stock market is telling Donald Trump is that there's a crisis in confidence going on here, and that what Donald Trump might say tonight at that rally is going to make it worse. It's just going to make it worse. Focus on getting ahead of this virus and cancel the rally. Cancel it and focus on the virus. So back to this woman who was the first case of community transmission. We can't prove this, but the fact that people from the coronavirus cruise ship were met by Health and Human Services staff ordered to greet them in California, but were not trained, were not equipped to deal with the virus, and later all returned home throughout the nation is evidence of a lack of seriousness about this crisis. And that's got to change. If we can't change that, folks, and I'm sure that it will change, but it's a case in point here that if it doesn't change, we're screwed. So on Fox and Friends today, folks, I heard this, and I want to play this for you. This is interesting.
But Stuart, regarding what Aisha was just talking about, the Reuters story that apparently during an interagency call on Wednesday between the Department of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services, they were talking about maybe the president could invoke the Defense Production Act from 1950 to order companies that do face masks and protective clothing to go ahead and stop making other stuff and start making those because we need 300 million.
The president has the power to do that. He hasn't pulled the trigger yet, but he has the power to do that. And frankly, Steve, I think that would be a very good thing to do.
Why?
Because people are sitting back and saying, well, what can I do here? Right. People in America, right. What can I do? I've got nothing. I can't buy a face mask in the store. They're sold out just about across
everywhere.
The country, almost everywhere.
Like.
That would be a positive move.
It sounds like a great idea, and I think Americans would agree this is a wise thing to do, to address any possible shortages that may exist with masks and other protective gear that's needed to combat this virus. So, folks, next we have to get, as a part of the ongoing crisis, I mentioned this problem yesterday, we have to get more labs involved with testing for the virus. And as I mentioned, the CDC made a faulty test kit about a month ago. They sent them out to about 100 state and city labs. BuzzFeed News is reporting that the New York City and state are developing their own test kits to detect the virus. At the same time, the CDC will be fixing their test kits and sending New York a new test kit to use. And from what I understand from an article that I mentioned yesterday in LiveScience.com, reported that the CDC test kit is the touchstone for credibility for these other tests that might be developed. So that is New York's test kits have to get the same result as the CDC's test kit, obviously, which makes total sense. But I'm still frustrated that, you know, when I look at the news, South Korea has done some, 35,000 tests on the virus, and we're still working on it, it seems. We're still, are we reinventing? What's going on here? They've tested 35,000 people. What's going on with getting this done here? Let's get it done. If you obviously can't test, you can't treat effectively, you can't quarantine, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And there's another interesting thing here, and it's about the affordability of the vaccine. And Nancy Pelosi had this to say. Have a listen.
Secretary Azar said yesterday, we would want to ensure that we can work to make it affordable, but we can't control the price because we need the private sector to invest. Really? This would be a vaccine that is developed with the taxpayer dollars to prevent, and we think that should be available to everyone.
Absolutely. And I know this is going to touch a little bit of a nerve on universal health care for Americans, but with regard to this vaccine, we're putting $8 billion into this, and I think that although it might include Republicans sort of stepping outside the ring of no universal health care provided to Americans by saying that they should be making this vaccine affordable. Maybe it does put you into that ring of universal health care, but that's where we should be on this. It should be affordable for Americans. And folks, there's an interesting story that's coming out of South Korea talking about them being able to test 35,000 people here. They also have an app. It's a mobile app that will track the disease. It shows people the date a patient was confirmed to have the disease, along with the patient's gender, age, and where that patient visited, in addition to showing where they are on a map. Amazing stuff. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.